Now joined with head coach of the Salmon-Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, you guys coming off the weekend split up in Burns Lake against the Spruce Kings. What were your takeaways from the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it was an experience. I think it was obviously something cool for our guys. I mean, before the weekend, if we said we got a split up there, we'd probably be happy. But obviously expectations change when we have a 3-1 lead going into the third period. It kind of feels like we let one slip away. So especially in a game like that to a team we're battling with, it hurts, obviously stings in the standings a little bit. So we got to kind of regroup here this week and get ready for these two games, obviously here Merritt tonight. And then we got some travel to make sure that we're ready for Cranbrook tomorrow.
And obviously a big factor for you guys that went into the weekend, a positive factor, the penalty kill. You guys went 7 for 8. And on that, Maddox Martin made incredible block shots. It seemed like every penalty kill he was making a few of those. What do you say about his play and just the development of his player so far this season?
Yeah, he was all over the highlight tapes this week. So it's an important factor. It's something that can maybe get lost and doesn't get seen, but it gets seen by the most important people, and that's the guys in the room. So he's a dedicated player that's willing to do anything for the team to be successful. So as a young guy, I think that shows a whole bunch of leadership qualities, and I think he's an important piece to our group going forward, that he is an example for guys to look at, because he is willing to do just about anything for our team to be successful.
And now to the final 11 games of the regular season here, just flying by. Over the course of these last 11 games, obviously, first things first is clinching that playoff spot, but after that, just trying to get things sorted. So what's the key for your group over these last couple of weeks heading into the playoffs?
Well, for the most part, I think we've been playing some pretty good hockey here. Like I said, one bad period on the weekend kind of cost us. We got back to some old habits a little bit and maybe thought things were going to be easy and decided not to work for things, and we kind of got hit with a little bit of a reality check. So as good a hockey as we're playing, we got to understand what that looks like and how to do that. So we got to get back to that. If we get back to that on a consistent basis and kind of play the way we've been playing, we'll finish where we want to finish. But we have obviously all divisional opponents pretty much here on out. So they're going to be big games every night. It's a good kind of preparation for playoff time.
And three players in your team now have point streaks of 4-plus games. CJ Foley, one of those. 4 points, or 5 points, over that 4-game stretch. He hasn't been talked a lot about from me a lot this season in terms of these questions, but such an important player for your team. What can you say about his play and how important he is to the back end?
Yeah, I think it's one of those ones is you could see the hole that it left us whenever he got injured. And then ever since he's kind of come back, he has that dynamic nature to his game that he can kind of elevate and create some offense for us, which we desperately needed a little bit during that stretch. So he's been really good since he's got back. I think he's improved a ton since the start of the year. And we look for him to continue to kind of on that progression that he's on right now.
And last question for you, your fifth and final meeting on the season with Merritt, a chance to take the season series. What's the key to success tonight?
Yeah, it's get back to the things that we were doing. Take care of our end first, and then that'll lead to success at the other end. So we've been good at home here of late. I told those guys, don't let it be a false sense of security, though. Merritt's not going to hand us the points just because we're back at home. So it's just one of those things. We got to worry about ourselves and how we're going to play and what we're going to do. And if we do that, we'll be fine.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with assistant general manager and coach of the Merritt Centennials, Sam Waterfield. Thanks for joining me today. And we'll take a look the last couple of games for you guys. Obviously not the weekend you were looking for in the past, but what were the big takeaways from the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, obviously not the results we wanted. I thought we had, unfortunate, we had some guys out. I mean, Saturday night against Penticton, not a bad game, I thought. We just let them have 3 goals in the first. They came out really hard, and we sort of let off in the first period, and they go up, and you don't come back against that club this year. And pretty similar story against West Kelowna. Good first couple shifts, bad penalty, led to a goal against, and then their offensive guys got going, and they just kept going all night. So, I mean, just a result that obviously you don't want, but at this time of year they're searching for playoffs, and I think especially the Monday we sort of we're just in a Monday blues sort of thing. So I look to bounce back and play some good hockey this weekend.
Aiden Lindblad, 9 games for you guys so far since being acquired from the Silverbacks. Just over a month now. Obviously, a little more time to settle in for your group. What are your overall thoughts of his play thus far and maybe where he fits in the next year going forward for his team?
Yeah, obviously for us, he was a big piece in the trade for Allen. Coming back this year, we liked his speed, his size, his physicality. I think he brings that to our team and brings that level of compete every night. Obviously, he's got a good shot. I think offensively, there's something there in this league. It's just obviously not come out yet. So we look to sort of get that out of him over the next year.
And a tough loss for you guys right now. Johnny Hicks out of the lineup. Obviously, been a stand-up goalie all year for this squad. How does a team react like that and obviously come together and try and work as a unit when losing one of your big players?
Yeah, I mean, Johnny's been really good for us this year. I think he's been one of the better goalies in the league for the majority of the year. Obviously, his wins and losses don't reflect it, but I think that's more to do with our group this year and being young and not getting those close victories for him rather than his play. But, I mean, obviously, when you lose that, you got to just come together a little bit more defensively and not give up great A's. He makes some big saves for us, but it's also a good chance for Connor Sullivan to come in and shine. I think he's been the benefactor of not the greatest defense in front of him some nights this year. That's speaks to his stats, so it's a chance for him to get a little bit more opportunity and play.
And down to the final stretch now, last 11 games in the season. You guys are in a 3-3 situation now. Just down to the final stretch here, how do you get the guys ready and get ready for this final push?
Yeah, obviously, I think with what our team went through the last week, having some injuries, it was sort of more of a recovery week, get a couple good practices in to get them past last weekend and ready for this weekend. But also, you got to keep their legs, knowing that we play 3 and 2.5 here and with a group that's been depleted as of late.
And last question for you, your final meeting on the season with the Silverbacks, a chance to take the season series. You guys have split the first 4 games. What's the key to success tonight?
Yeah, we've had some really good games against these guys. I think, obviously, we got to have a good defensive effort. They got all their guys back now, so we got to be able to compete and play good defensively. They got a lot of weapons up front there, and then just grind away at them in the O-zone and try and get some goals past Oval. He's been the answer for the 2 times they've beat us this year, so we got to grind and get to the front of the net to try and beat him.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.